Cathy, No Fibs readers and my followers on Twitter have followed your journey with enormous interest. We know why you're doing it, how you did it, your inspiration, your volunteers. We don't really know much about you. Wayne did an interview with you very early on where you were circumspect. So on behalf of my readers, I'd like to ask you, how was this journey for you?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. Personally challenging, really difficult, probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I think it feels the most worthwhile thing. And some of the background is that this year I turned 60, and I had a really big party for my 50th birthday that set me up for the next bit of my life, and I've been thinking about my 60th. I was really influenced by Jane Fonda's book and her third act when she got to be 60, how she was going to play out her life. So I've been thinking in my mind about what's the third act of my life going to be like. And so I was planning a big 60th party and I'd invited lots of friends and we'd set the date aside. And when this whole project came up, I thought, well, this could be a bit of a good thing to do. So part of the personal journey has been, how is my life story going to be retold in my own sense of it? And then that idea of what's the third act going to be? Where does all the other parts of your life come together? And it was in my mind a little bit, but as this journey has got underway, I can see it unfolding more. That it's been a chance to actually pull together lots of the skills I've got together on my life journey of advocacy and rural communities, which I'm really passionate about, of working with young people, of putting out an idea out for a long-term plan for a community. Like, could we be brave enough to look at 400-year plan for a community? So there's a bit of a story about that. And then the idea of really investing in something that was really important to me, which is the long-term future of the community that I really love, the environment, the people, the community here, and agriculture, which underpins it. So now that I'm at this spot, I just feel enormous delight that I and we took the risk and that we've carried it off and that we've survived it in such a good way, and we've kept ourselves nice. We've resisted the temptation to play old-fashioned politics. We've really invested in 21st politics, 21st century politics, and we've really invested in the community, in a community way of us being our best selves. And can we be our best selves, and can we deliver on it? And we've been able to do it. And I'm just so, so pleased that I've had the opportunity in my life to represent rural and regional Australia in this way, and that the circumstances in my life have come together, that I've been at this place in this time to be able to do it.
Is this the end of the journey towards your third act, or the beginning, middle? No. What's next?
Yeah, this is the beginning. This is the forward. It's setting in place the foundations for what the next bit's going to be like. So regardless of whether I get elected, if I get elected, I will do this work as a member for Indi, and if I'm not elected, I will do this work as a member of Voice for Indi, and we will continue to work with the volunteers, we will build this community spirit that we've got, we will build on the courage and the conviction that our community has shown, and then we're going to work to have this long-term plan for Indi. What do we want our community to be like? What are the foundations that we need to put in place to do it? The infrastructure, the physical infrastructure, but the community infrastructure. And let's design and let's make this journey. Like, no one else is going to tell us what the future is. It's ours to make. And let's do it together as a community. And I'm really excited by being able to give 10, 15 years of my time to that. And all these young people can come on board and we'll pass on the learning and we'll... And one of the characteristics of this campaign has been the fun we've had. There's been celebration all the way through. So it behoves the next bit well if we have as much joy and happiness in doing the next bit as we've had so far.
Well, the empowering aspect of what you've done, of course, is bring together people from all the way from the far left to the far right. It's an incredibly broad coalition, which by definition is revolutionary and also extremely fragile. Yeah. How are you going to show the rest of Australia that there is a new way to do politics, that you can bring people together rather than rip them apart?
So there's two things about it. This is actually, we have a thing in rural communities that are usually called visitors information centres. And I don't like that title. I think they should be called community information centres, because that should be information for the community, and then visitors come into our community. So part of it is the focus or the loci of what we're trying to do. This is actually not about the rest of Australia. This is actually about us, and us doing our job of community really well, And then other people who are interested can watch and learn, and then they can go and do their own bit well. So we're actually not doing this for other people. We're doing it for ourselves with the hope that other people can watch and learn, and then they can go and do it in their communities for themselves, and they can learn and be energized from it. So there's something so fundamentally important that it needs to be right for us. It's not about doing things to people. It's actually the community, ourselves, doing our learning together. And every community needs to do their own learning. Models, I don't think, can be applied. You've actually got to do the work. You've got to do the engagement. You've got to do the invitation. So I think we will hold it together, because fundamentally we will have that very good process in place of, it's not about politics. It's actually about people who live in community and how we want to live in community together, and what do we need to put in place so that we can do it. And I think has already been shown there's willingness for the community to do that, because they know how horrible it is when you polarise, and you can't have the, when you drop out of relationship, you can't have the conversation, and that's never going to work for us, because we've had the fires, we've had floods, and we absolutely know that we're going to survive because we can work together, that our resilience will come out of community. And I think we've had enough experience in these communities to know that that's much more important to us than political perspectives. So that's part of the 21st century politics, I think, is actually how do we learn to live in tolerance and harmony together and accept difference and bring people of difference together. Now, that won't be everyone's cup of tea, clearly, but I think there's been enough indication, like we've got a third of the vote in Indi. Now, let's just assume that one-third of that only is the people who've got it. But if it is, then that's a fantastic beginning. But even if it's only 10%, that's still 2,000 people, which is enormous numbers of human beings who want to come and do this. So I'm really optimistic of that what we've begun has... We've done a values-driven, community-based. We've been really frank with people, and people have got the message and they've come on board. So if they've come on board for a political campaign, how much more they will come on for something that builds community for their children and for the people they're caring for in their old age. So I'm really optimistic about that.
If Sophie wins, what will you do to reach out to her to ask her to join in this new voice for Indi that so many Australians are inspired by?
So, clearly already, in my speech the other night, I'd like to acknowledge the contribution that she's made as a woman and as a Member of Parliament, and her energy and passion. And that won't stop. So the invitation will be there to Sophie and to everybody. But it won't be... There's no pressure. Come on in when you're ready, and you don't have to be part of it. And I think that's the reality of it. It won't be right for everybody, but the invitation is open for people when it's right to come. And it might never be right for Sophie. It might actually be her daughters that come on board, or her... I met her brother yesterday in the... He was handing out how to vote cards for her, and her brother-in-law. So they're clearly part... Her family is part of it. So, and they were respectful of me, and that was fine. So it might never be right for Sophie or her husband, but it might be right for some of her family. And it might just be perfect for her to say, look, thanks very much, not my cup of tea, I've got other things to do with my life, and that's fine.
One last question, Cathy. What have you learnt about yourself in the course of this incredible journey?
Well, in a way, I want to say about humility, with great humility, I've learnt that I don't have to be in charge of everything, that actually, and I've known it back before, but I've never been part of such a large community movement, that actually engaging with people and then letting them do their own work and trusting them to do their own work creates such power and energy. So I've learnt that I can do that, and I can be a leader from the middle, that I don't always have to lead from the front, and often I can be a leader from behind, and that works as well. And the other thing I've learnt, which has been just this lovely thing, that winning or losing is not the issue. It is important in a way, but it's absolutely the journey that you go on. And we've done it with this, every moment of it, we've stopped and reflected, and we've claimed the small wins, and we've had the celebrations, and we've turned up as, we've built our own community, and people can get our own sense of joy. So I do know the importance, but it's been another level of it. This, the meaning is in today, it's not in the future. And the living today, and the Catholics have a nice saying, the Catholics says it's that Lord's Prayer is about thy kingdom come. But it doesn't have to come in heaven. It needs to come now. And building the kingdom of God on earth now is the task. It's not a futuristic task, and you don't have to wait till you die. And that's the sort of Christianity that I love, is actually about making the world we live in as best we can. And it's actually not about doing it for other people. It's actually about doing it in your own space, in your own time. Make your own life good, make work for your own family good, work for your community good, and then that bit of the world's right. And you don't actually have to worry too much about trying to make everybody else better because you're concentrating on your own. So in your answer to that, this for me has been that personal journey of the faith commitment of, well, can we really live the values? It sounded corny when we started out about doing this, but people are just getting, oh, gosh, I like that. And then being able to walk the talk of it. So when the temptation has been there to actually go, oh, this is not working, we've gone back and said, well, actually, we were focused on what we were trying to do. And at last night's party or celebration, one of my colleagues read out our statement of success. And I think we're all so pleased that even that we've actually been able to achieve those behaviour changes for ourselves and the things that we did because we've actually concentrated on the here and now. And while we've wanted the end, and that's important, it's not the be-all and end-all. So, yeah, that's a really, really nice lesson for this third stage of my life is the journey is going to be the bit that's important. It's the play and it's the act now. It's not going to be the final bit when I'm in the coffin and have to worry about that next bit.
Well, thank you, Cathy. And I hope that you invite me to your 60th birthday party. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah.